Hello, dear listener. It's only James here. Very quick boo before I go to bed. Just finishing off the weekend, really. Happy Mothering Sunday, belatedly, what with only 8 minutes to go, and I dare say I'll be using most of that, if not to record, then at least to upload. It's been a lovely day here in Luton. A little bit of rain splashing down, which probably has done my sunflower some good. I say sunflower because of the three I planted out, two of the ones in the back garden, in fact, have just like disappeared. I think they've been eaten. I don't know what it is that climbs around our garden, but it digs up all the soil and turns everything really mucky, and it's quite unpleasant, and I'm hoping it's not a cat. But it looks more like kind of a fox or a, I don't know, a small JCB or something. But the ones out the front are the one out the front I'm doing my gorilla gardening is doing okay, I think. It's certainly still the right sort of colour and is growing steadily. If the heavy rain hasn't completely flattened it. We spent much of the afternoon today celebrating Mothering Sunday with Beth and her mum around Beth's brothers. And I watched Touring Cars for the first time, and it's brilliant. Well, I say it's brilliant. It's just miles better than Formula One. Because of the bright coloured cars, the drivers who seem to have some kind of, you know, personality to them. Apparently there's a presenter on Fifth Gear who drives touring cars. It's really quite cool. And the races have weird rules to make it more interesting. And there's lots of crashes. And yes, and the races are quite short, and there's three of them during the course of the day. So it's quite a nice thing to do. There are some rubbish races in between, like lots of people driving Renault Clios, which is rather odd, including Nicholas something or other, that chap from Stevenage's brother, the really far, you know who I'm talking about. I'm rubbish with names. Hamilton, that's it. Nicholas Hamilton. He was driving the Renault Clio, which is a lot smaller than a Formula One car. Yeah, that's about it really. This evening I spent far too long. It always happens to me. I'll sit down and start playing with shell script. At the moment, I have these sort of things that I like to do. For example, if I tweet a picture of something, I like, if it's something I want to remind myself to write a blog post about, if I send it to TwitPic and don't put a secret character in, it should automatically post a picture to my blog, put a little sort of, you know, short-term header on it and footer on it, and I can edit it later and sort of spin a story around it. The same goes for Audioboos. However, the lovely people at Audioboo have reformatted their whole website, and the embed code for it, you have to click the embed button and it puts up a window using some kind of CSS thing. But the window that displays the dialogue displays it so you can copy and paste it into a website, into your own kind of blog, whatever. And I want to do that automatically, and therefore I had to sort of do, you know, lots of fiddling around using awk and sed and things I learned 20-something years ago, because I can't really program using modern languages like Ruby on Rails and Python and things. But in the end I got it working, so now if ever I record an audio boob, like this one for example, it'll post it to my blog and everybody will be happy. Yesterday, I forgot to mention about yesterday, there was a new children's centre opening up at Wigmore School, which is by Asda up here in Luton, and we went to the opening of that. Again, wonderful day, just great to be outside because it wasn't too oppressively hot when the sun was out, but there was a lovely cool breeze blowing and the children enjoyed running around and getting a bit of fresh air. It was most fantastic. Yeah. I took a photo of Christopher on a bucking bronco, and Eleanor just basically ran after the balls and played with her friends and things in the field, while Beth made smoothies with her preschool friends. So that's the weekend, really. Just a quick note to say, I hope Jana and Simon are both feeling better. I'll tell you what, there's nothing worse than having a time when both parents are under the weather. Because you kind of like, you just end up struggling on, and it's really tough. But it always seems to happen, doesn't it? That one will go down and the other one sort of will fizzle out as well. So I wish you well, back to health. Thank you very much to Judy and to Brennig for your booze this weekend as well. Both interesting. I'm amazed to hear that the Oxford gig, it sounded like, sounded more like a concert than busking. But then again, that's what Oxford's like, isn't it? Right, bedtime for me, nearly 5 minutes already. It's amazing how time quickly goes. So I shall wish you a happy week. I'm off to Manchester later on in the week. Bye.